Hello guys, how are you doing? First of all, sorry about this fan. I think it's going to be annoying because it's hot here, super hot in Rasht, and I'm having a very tough time dealing with that. So yeah, I had to use this fan or either I will melt down and become some sort of waterish kind of weirdo guy. So by the way, I hope you're doing well. And today we are going to talk about how to stay motivated. As you may know, I don't believe in motivation a lot because motivation will come and go. But in general, I will talk about my own experience, especially the latest experience I've had. Actually, it was about making videos. I don't know if you've seen the Zabanshinas applications promo, the video that I recorded myself, and you can go to Bazaar or I think Google Play too, or you can find it in Operat. You can check it out. It is a promo. It is all about the application. It is all about its feature and things like that. I talk about that. So the first time I found out, how can I exactly learn something very fast and effectively is when I'm under pressure. I remember Mr. Nasseri, he came to me and said, "Kambis, we have only 4 days and we need a video." And he told me that and I just said, 4 days creating video is impossible. And he had no idea that I know a little bit of After Effects, not much. Really, I don't know anything about After Effects yet, still, even after that promo. So, I said, all right, fine. I accepted that, and I said, all right, I will create that. So, he trusted me, and I just decided to learn as much as possible. So, I just pushed myself a little bit. And I tried to learn. I just checked YouTube tutorials. I devoured tutorials, not just watched them. I had some ideas in my head and I wanted to do it. I'm not going to say that that promo is perfect. It's bullshit. Let's be honest, super amateur, in my opinion. But for someone who hasn't worked with After Effects and is working with that right now, I think I will put the video in the actually in the description of this post, so you guys can check it. But in general, I had no idea that I could do it. So I had some ideas. I know, okay, it's going to be good to put a phone, and the phone will show everything to people, and I just talk and I just add things out. So I had this kind of idea, but I wasn't sure. So I just created it. And I worked about, I think, 11 to 14 hours every day to make it finished. And I remember the last day I just slept 2 hours to finish that, because we had only 4 days to finish it. And it wasn't like, you know, Mr. Nasseri said that just, okay, just finish it in 4 days. It was some sort of limitation. We couldn't just say, all right, we have... Okay, let's make it 6. If it would be 6, definitely I wouldn't improve, because I knew, okay, it's going to be 6 days, so who cares, you know. So let's watch anime today, so who cares. But I pushed myself and I just forced myself to learn, because before this, I would always tell myself, all right, so I can learn After Effects, I will learn it next week, I will learn it next week. The motivation was there. I really wanted to go and learn because I love it, really. Personally, I love animations. I love, you know, creating content. I love to be creative. That's who I am. But, you know, the problem was that I wouldn't do it. It wasn't like, you know, okay, Kambis, just open that tutorial and just watch it and just create things. But when there is nothing to create, you just watch the tutorial and just say, all right, I watched this and that was my assignment and I'm not going to actually use it anymore. So it is just, okay, thank you so much for the tutorial and instruction, Mr. Coach or whatever. So it's going to be just that. You don't want that. So personally, I think the best possible way to improve and learn things faster is to put yourself into a situation that you can't run away and you have a deadline for that and you are pushed to do that. So if you don't have any deadline, I don't mean self-made deadline, because if you want to create self-made deadline, you must be super disciplined. If you're not, just forget about that. Usually people, they say, all right, from tomorrow until 7 days later, I will study English 5 hours every day and I will make it 35 hours and it's going to be awesome and I will improve a lot. But they won't do it because it is up to them and they're not disciplined to, you know, give a damn about that deadline. So it is better to push yourself into a situation which is related to other people. For instance, let me give you an example. Imagine that you want to challenge your cooking ability. So you say, all right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, people of Zawanshanas, for instance, all right, you, five people, you say, come to my house, I will cook for you. So in that case, even if you don't know how to cook, you're inviting people to your house and you say, all right, next week, come here. So you have only 1 week to improve your ability to cook, because if you don't cook, that's going to be a huge embarrassment. You don't want that. So you do your best, you'll do your best to improve your cooking ability, because you don't want to, you know, make a bad impression in people's mind, right? So basically it is all about people's deadline, the deadlines they will give you. And in my case, it was After Effects. Still, I'm working on another one, which I will publish it, I think, in Khordad. I don't know when, but it's going to be definitely first 3 days of Khordad. It's going to be another promo, which this one is going to be much more smoother, and I think it's going to be much more fluid, and the animations are far better. And of course, I'm going to talk in front of the camera, which I like it very much. So I personally think that this one is going to be better because I have more experience these days and I'm not scared to use Adobe Premiere and After Effects and Adobe Audition. I have more experience in them. So that's what I think. Or let's talk about English too, because it's been about 8 minutes. I don't want to make it more than 10. I usually talk a lot. So if it's about English, just put yourself into a situation that you have to talk. For example, you can just travel to other countries, right? You just push yourself to do that. Some people, they say, all right, I don't have money. Fine, good. I don't know, try couch surfing. Go to that website if it's possible for you. Invite tourists to your house, if it's possible, and try to speak with them. Or go and find some services that you have to speak with people. Or take some classes with good coaches, I don't know, anywhere you can find. In, of course, online you can find a lot of people, if that's going to be your excuse, that you can find it in your city. You just find it online. You just say, all right, guys, Mr. X, Miss Y, whatever, mix. I said Y. I hate math. I don't know why I said that, but Y, Miss Y, whatever. All right. People, please, let's talk to each other. You push yourself into the situation and you will see your weaknesses, and as a result of that, you know what you want to improve, and as a result of that, again, you push yourself to go and learn and study about that if you are determined enough and if you have a good deadline. And it is people's deadline. So that's what I think about, guys. And that was my story. We can talk about that more. So I'll be happy to hear your stories. Please share your voices, guys, and I'll appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Ciao.